This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Greetings, listener dear. We're pappies.
We are.
Including this man.
I'm Ben Clark.
This guy.
I'm Matthew Crosby, and next to me is Thomas Parry.
Hello, I'm Thomas Parry.
Welcome to another fantastic episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting. That's not
that's not the song. Not the jingle. The jingle's coming up in just a second. We had a lovely chat today. I hope you enjoy listening to it. We're really enjoying doing these weekly podcasts. And we hope you're enjoying us being deep within your ear canal. Okay, no.
Oh,
no.
I thought that was it.
I thought that was it too.
Well, I surely we've got to say something like, so let's start the show, but I was leaving you a pause. I mean, it was good though.
We are deep within your ear canal.
And here we go.
Yeah, let's just do a bit. We can carry on from that.
No, I think that's perfect. You know what, Emma, don't edit any of that out.
Edit not a thing.
We'll have a nice little pause there, a nice little bit of silence, and then we'll say, and that'll be it. And enjoy the episode.
And enjoy the episode.
And honestly, guys,
enjoy the episode.
Coming now.
From deep within your ear canal.
From our voice box. Yes.
Here it is.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Do you ever wake up and go, today's going to be a tough one for me.
Today's
going to be a tough one for me because I got into the shower with my glasses on.
Ooh, that's how you know.
That's how you know. You're like, if you haven't got your nous to take the glasses off. I mean, I should say I'd been up and like pottering around the house. I don't sleep in my glasses. But I got into the shower with the glasses on. I thought, it's going to be that kind of day.
It's literally the only reason I don't have glasses.
Because we'd wear them in the shower.
Yeah. I'd be all over the shop with them. I'd break them, I'd lose them. I did have glasses for some time. It was disastrous.
What do you do
so
now?
So you just swan them off down the river?
Yeah, I was just like, forget it.
Clarky can't see. he can't see us.
Clarky's like, is it Donald Pleasance in The Great Escape? He's the forger, but he's blind.
He is by clicking at walls.
Do you really?
I've not seen The Great Escape. No, yeah, no. Great Escape was devastating to watch as a kid.
Very sad.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be the film I'd go to when I was sad. Like, if I couldn't sleep, I'd start thinking about The Great Escape, then I'd get sad.
And that helps you sleep?
Like, stop thinking about The Great Escape. No, like, you know, you don't want to think about something, so it creeps into your brain.
Oh, right, sorry. It's the film your sort of subconscious would automatically
get
to.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me ages to shake The Great Escape. Ugh, horrible.
Well, it's a very misleading title, isn't it?
It's a bad escape. That's very true.
I mean, you'd understand going into that, going, oh, this'll be a bit of fun.
Here we go.
This'll be great.
They're all going to get out. They're all going to survive. This is brilliant.
Yeah. What they should have called it was The Really Sad Film.
About an escape that goes wrong.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Sure, there's spoilers in there, but sometimes it's good to have spoilers in a film title, I think.
Yeah.
You don't, it doesn't all have to be surprises.
Very true.
My equivalent of getting into the shower with glasses on is if I mess up my boiled eggs. And if I nail my boiled eggs, then it's like, today is going to be a good day. And it's always quite a big, because there's a lot that can go wrong with boiled eggs. Not only how you cook them, but how you eat them, because it's like you have the jeopardy of getting into your eggs.
Hold on.
And if that goes bad, or you know, there's several things that could go wrong.
You go for the beheading then? Is that your action?
Yes.
To me, seems to think you go for the one.
You were sort of miming up. Yeah. And can I ask the receptacle, not the receptacle, the implement you use? Are you a sharp knife?
Sharp knife.
Oh, wow. Whoop off the top.
Yeah.
And that's going clean. That just cleans.
It never goes clean.
No.
But it goes well.
Yeah.
And normally the badness goes
Thomas Parry story. It never goes clean, but it goes well.
Yeah. And then but if the eggs go well, you know, if they're right in the middle, if you've cooked them well, if all that works out, then I'm set up for the day.
I tell you, after that shower, my boiled eggs were sparkling. And I could really see them as well.
Please tell me you didn't.
And then I came along with a knife. One clean motion.
And what are you having with your eggs? Are you soldiers?
Yeah, soldiers. And if I'm treating myself, those soldiers are made out of crumpets. With Marmite on.
Oh, crumpets.
So it's always toast with Marmite or crumpets with Marmite on.
You're blowing my mind here.
Buttery crumpets with Marmite and boiled eggs.
Dunked into a boiled egg.
There you go.
That's really good.
Tom Parry.
Bit of pepper.
This is the breakfast of champions.
there are certain jeopardies, you know. You overboil your eggs, you get distracted. Comes out hard.
I would take an overboiled egg over an underboiled egg.
Ooh.
Any day of the week.
I think you're right.
Because I had poached eggs today for lunch, served to me in a cafe, and they could have done with 45 more seconds. But what can you do with poached eggs? You can't send them back.
Repoach those eggs.
Yeah,
could you breathe true. On them? No.
Breathe.
Could I breathe on them?
I mean, you can. Yeah, you can't tell if it'll do much good.
Could you kind of get enough?
I'm not the dragon out of Shrek. I can't.
You're always saying that. I think you protest too much.
Well, it's because we're always asking him to do our toast and all sorts.
Yeah. I'm famously Princess Fiona. Everyone knows that.
What Shrek character are you?
Oh, if anything, I'd be John Lithgow's character, wouldn't I?
Lord Farquaad. The little hopping around guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom would be the donkey.
You could be Shrek, actually.
That's interesting. Oh. I think I'd be Shrek.
I think you could be Shrek, Clarkie. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. Your face looks just like Shrek's face. And I mean that
is nice.
That's the highest compliment I can pay a person. You look like fucking Shrek. You Shrek-looking motherfucker.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, if you breathe enough...
No.
I
can't believe you've gone back to it.
Okay. There's something interesting. Oh, here's what I'm saying.
Good.
Your mouth is like a portable oven.
No, it isn't. By the way, stop saying that to me because I'm not going to get off with you.
Come on, mate.
You're a real dragon from Shrek.
Let me tell you, baby, your mouth is like a portable oven.
Repostable
oven. And my boiled eggs.
I just need another 20 seconds, baby. So, if you were to put your mouth around...
Can you put your mouth towards the microphone when you're talking, by the way, rather than on the table?
She doesn't want to cook the mic. That's the problem.
Okay, so if the eggs are on... The eggs are on there.
This,
you kind of put your mouth over the and go.
Oh, okay. Okay, no,
don't
stop.
For a minute.
No,
I reckon you could get your eggs over the line.
No, you couldn't.
Okay.
Okay. No, I tell you what. All right, Tom. I'll put it another way. If I gave you a slice of bread.
Oh, keep talking.
Okay. If I gave you a slice of bread and you put your face over it and breathe for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Would you have slightly underdone toast?
No.
No, you'd have wet
bread.
But
that is different.
Yes, here comes Shrek to help us out.
I'm going to have to put my big green foot down on this one.
Stand by your donkey, Shrek.
Toasting is different to heating.
Exactly right. And we've always said that to you.
We're
always telling you this.
One of your many catchphrases.
And it's why
you could, for example, melt a piece of chocolate with your breath, couldn't you?
Right? That sentence nearly didn't go over the line.
You can melt a piece of chocolate.
Let me tell you, you can melt a piece of a chocolate. You're really bad at that Shrek accent.
Oh dear, I'm melting my mind with my mouth.
You're melting all of our minds with your mouth, baby.
So you can melt a piece of chocolate.
You can melt a piece of chocolate. Welcome to a Shrek's cooking show.
You can heat stuff up with your mouth. Definitely.
You can warm things with your mouth.
But I don't know.
I would say heat stuff up.
But when your eggs only need a few. But when they need to get on to it,
I'm
getting
also not with you either, Tom.
He's with me, man. Me and Shrek. We're two of a kind. buddies. So,
buddies.
We should tell you, none of us have seen Shrek.
I'm not saying you can poach an egg in your gob. I'm saying, I'm saying you can get an egg over the line in your gob.
I don't think you can.
Like,
and
for
also,
example,
let me tell you now, if I had said to the waiter, sorry, these eggs are a tiny bit underdone, and he stuck his face in my plate, I'm never going back to that restaurant again.
Would you go to a restaurant that cooks things
in someone's mouth? I'll tell you now, Tom. I'll tell you now. If you're thinking of opening a pop-up,
like, it's like a sexy body-warmed kind of restaurant. It's like everything you're eating has been cooked on someone's body, and everyone looks incredible.
Absolutely gross.
Like, everyone's like,
it doesn't matter how incredible someone looks. I don't want armpit ham.
Our special of the day.
A beast. Try a beast.
Try a beast of armpit ham.
Try a piece of a chocolate.
A delicate beast of armpit ham.
House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow?
What is sleeting?
House meeting.
And I think the idea you've got there of, because people look incredible, everyone looks like they should be stood outside an Abercrombie and Fitch or off of Love Island.
Oh, yeah,
something.
That's true.
I don't suddenly think...
I
don't suddenly think, you know what? That guy with his top off looks so good. I bet his armpit is sanitary. Right. That's not ever a thought I have in my life.
Yeah. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, do you know what kind of gives me...
The horn?
The arsehole I was going to
say. Oh, wow. Well, please don't cook your eggs with your arsehole.
Can I just say... These boiled eggs with Marmite, are they... How have you done them again? Because they...
They've definitely got a tang.
Why are you dressed like a hen?
Have you seen Chicken Run? Or should I call it the sad film?
That could be called the greatest game.
They have more success.
They should have switched titles.
That's true.
Have you seen the greatest game? You mean Chicken Run? They switch titles. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's worse the other way around.
I've got a lisp today. What's going on with me? Clarky's salivating at the prospect of eggs. That's the problem, isn't it?
How do you feel about places where the big deal is that they bring out a hot slab and you cook your own food as you go?
Yeah, but the hot slab isn't a sizzler, right?
But that's where I'm... okay. I was postulated on that.
But like, I went to a Korean barbecue slab.
And
that was fantastic. Ooh. And the hot slab was actually inside, like the table opens up and it's got a griddle inside the table.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And then they bring
was it
out...
boiling?
Well, I didn't stick my face in it.
How'd you cook your eggs?
Tell you what, guys, this one needs a bit push over the line. So they had, and they also had like a bubbling soup as well that you could put stuff into. So you could put your noodles into it. You cook in the soup as well.
This must have been the hottest restaurant in the world.
It was very warm inside the restaurant, but it was great. God. I loved it. But then the guys coming over would actually chop up the food for you and like do it on the Korean barbecue. So you weren't actually cooking it yourself. They would put it all there. They'd flip it over what needed to be flipped over. They'd turn it around. They'd say, is that done enough
for you? But
you're
sat at the oven, effectively.
You're sat at the coal face, yeah.
It was
great. I mean, it was the weather. It was, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the weather was quite as nice as it is now. But it was great.
Because
it was really exciting.
If I go to a posh enough restaurant,
yes,
I get like hot and sweaty anyway. At the idea of being
this wasn't
somewhere.
A posh restaurant. It's just a Korean barbecue restaurant. So I wasn't anxious about the fact I didn't fit in.
But what I'm saying is like there's heat on heat.
The idea of going to a restaurant makes you sweat.
Yeah,
go
restaurants and barbers.
Well,
restaurants and barbers.
One of those things
me...
is not a problem for you.
I can't afford to go to restaurants.
Spend all your money on your haircut. It's way too severe, mate.
They charge by the inch.
When I first met you, you looked like you were in the cast of Rock of Ages.
Can you make me look like a bald man, please? Do you think anyone's done that?
Yeah, ask to have their head shaved. Yeah, loads of people do it. Give me a number one all over?
No, but that's different to looking like a bald man.
Oh, like, as in like give me a properly bald, bicked on the top?
Yeah, bick me a bald spot. So I want people to think it adds a gravitas. Like I've just got a promotion at work. I want to go in looking
bald. I'll tell you what though, actually, here's where it would work.
Yeah.
If you wanted to...
go undercover.
No, if you wanted to get into a nightclub.
Here we go. Yes.
And what, you want people to think you were ill?
That's a great idea.
Please let me in. It's my last wish.
That's a great idea.
Because most kids, they try and
grow a bit of facial hair, and normally to disastrous effect.
Yeah.
But if you start getting a haircut like you're receding, no one's going to, they're never going to think, oh, he chose to do that.
Listen, I had a mate who went bald in primary school.
What?
Here we go. Yeah. Once there was a kid who went to school with Matthew Crosby, and when he came in, he had gone bald.
Yeah, he went bald, yeah. And then I know a guy who went bald at secondary school as well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, basically, it might be me.
You radioactive.
Then I met Barry and he went bald.
You born in Chernobyl.
Oh, my God.
The guy, this is true. The guy I sat next to at primary school went bald.
Oh, no.
The guy I sat next to in RE class.
This is why I sit across the table from
you. He went bald. Then I met Parry at university.
Oh, no,
you went bald. Clarky, watch out.
Clarky, you're next.
Don't get close.
I'm off. Stigley, crossbow, you radioactive.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I'm the bald maker.
What a superpower. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No, I'm happy with it.
You look, I mean, it suits your head shape. You've got a very well-shaped head, so it suits your head shape fine.
Bless you for saying that.
That's my pleasure.
Are there like head shapes?
Yes.
Great. Well, would you cook an egg? No. So what are they? Like, is there like... Are there like five types?
People
like,
have...
You're like, you're in this...
Like square.
You have a square face, apple-shaped face.
Apple-shaped... Pear-shaped.
That's bodies. Pear-shaped and apple-shaped.
Yeah, but also the head.
So you can have a double pear. You can be double pear.
You can have an apple-shaped face and a pear-shaped body.
Oh, delicious.
It's a fruit salad.
He's a Cockney rhyming slang.
Banana arms.
It's not a Cockney rhyming slang. Well, you can be like double pear.
Yeah. You can look like two pears on top of each other.
But is that the official term?
Well, apple...
Because like
pear
and apple, that's body, right?
I'd heard of apple. Apple-shaped... People with an apple-shaped face. When you look at it now, you can't... There are certain things you can't have as an apple with an apple-shaped face. Like a centre parting looks strange.
Because it accentuates the fact that you look like an apple.
Accentuates the appleness of your face,
you can't have a pip coming out of your nose. You can't have a stalk coming out the top of your head.
You can't dye your face red.
You can't climb apple trees. you can't land on Newton.
If you fall out of an apple tree, yeah.
Fair enough.
So yeah, you've got the classic oval.
A strong egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A strong egg.
Pop us in your mouth.
Pop us in your mouth.
Pop us in your mouth, bro.
What do you think? What shape am I?
Mm.
I think you've got quite a square face, but you've got quite a strong jaw.
Do you think so? Yeah. I always think I've got quite a weak jaw.
You look like Shrek.
Like Shrek. Well, I am famously green. So.
Like, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I think the oval's obvious, but the other face types, I just wouldn't have a...
Yeah.
But then I'm really, you know, I think you're quite good at like facial recognition.
You're quite good.
I've got a friend who has a thing.
Face blindness. Yeah.
Where she doesn't remember people's faces.
Yeah.
So she has to listen to their voice and then get clues off them and then work out how she knows them.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. Yeah. But I feel like I've got, I'm down the line towards that.
No, you're just rude. You just don't care enough about other people to remember them.
Well, no, I'll see someone and I'll say to you guys, oh my God, look, it's so and so, and you'll be like, no, it's nothing like
that.
But it's like, I'll genuinely think, oh, that looks like that person.
Or you'll say, look at that person in the audience, they look just like this.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, no, they don't.
So it's like, I've realised like I'm really bad at that, but in my head I'll be like, no, that looks like Jeff Goldblum, and it's like, that looks nothing like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those calls where I'm like, that person's here.
We've had, you thought David Schneider, the comedy actor and director,
yes,
was in the audience.
And you were like, not at all. We turned not a car around once to go after Spielberg.
We did. We chased. I hopped out the car and you made me chase a bloke down the road and it turned out just to be an old man in a cap. Because we thought Spielberg was walking through Bath City Centre.
I mean, he could be.
He could have been, sure.
A swanky place.
Sure, he could have been. But so what you're saying is you've got the opposite of face blindness. You think you recognise people when you don't.
I think I've got it with names.
Yeah, so I think I'm face half blind, and I think Clarkey is half name blind.
I only know front names. Front names only.
Whereas I'm third eye blind. And it's, I'm not going to lie to you.
Big fans.
It's been a semi-charmed life. I think the two people who would enjoy that joke are in this room.
Yeah.
What are they up to now?
Third eye blind?
Yeah, are they still going?
Who knows?
I mean, didn't you get in contact with them recently and use them as your radio show music?
Oh, I managed, yeah, but I didn't directly contact the band, I don't think.
Well, I bet you could.
I think, yeah, that's it.
I don't think they're up to much at the moment.
It's quite an exciting time, right, when you live to a certain age where the people who were, like, unapproachable when you were young suddenly are like, you've got access to them. Like,
who have you got access to?
Well, all I'm saying is, like, say, for example, if you think about the people you idolised or fancied when you were a kid, right. You think, oh, my God, I could never meet them to chat up them. There's, like, a chance where you could kind of go, oh, actually, I could. No.
Okay.
Come on, Tom.
So I know what he's saying, but we have to put this under scrutiny.
I want to ask you a question, Ben. You grew up with Tom.
I did.
You met him before he met me and then went bald.
back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days when he had all of his hair.
A luscious set
and none
locks.
Of his charm.
Semi-charm.
Who did he fancy? Who were his top pin-ups?
I'd say definitely Jet.
Jet from Gladiators. Yeah. Okay. So you think now you could? Please don't snort into the microphone.
My God!
Because I think that's gonna turn off Diane Udale if she were to meet you. So Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. Firstly, you say let's not use the phrase "got access to" because that's creepy. but you said you're not able to meet Jet from Gladiators.
Yeah.
How?
Well, because now she's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
For example, right? So, like...
And do you not
so
think...
She's not Jet the Gladiator anymore. She's a personal trainer who lives a life. Now, I'm not saying, oh, I can go and pull Diane Udale because I'm sure she's happily married and has a successful life. But I'm saying there is, like, a chance of, like, for example, I could hire as my personal trainer. And I don't want to say I'm doing it with nefarious means, but I'm saying I'm now much more close to her than when she's on telly or she's a 3D poster that came free with Frosties, you know, life size poster. Yeah.
Life size 3D poster came free with Frosties.
I used to lie next to her on my bed.
Okay, we'll end the story there.
But all I'm saying is,
why do you ask Clark if he remembers that? Did you say Clark?
Because we talked about it.
All right, okay.
Here you go, mate.
You didn't invite him round.
Did I lend it? Did I even give you 2 weeks with it? Anyway.
Anyway, oh my God!
But like we were children. But
you're still a child.
I'm saying like I'm just a bald one. Rule Fox, for example, who's like was a Premier League footballer, hero to thousands.
Yep.
He now runs a storage unit in Streatham.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I'm just saying, like, you know, so you could, if you wanted to, go and hire a storage unit in Streatham and be like, let's go for a pint, mate. And it's like suddenly you're having a drink with Rule Fox. I'm just saying that, you know, you can text Third Eye Blind.
I wonder if
that kind of thing.
You can tweet Third Eye Blind and they might respond. I wonder though if you have to be slightly on your guard when you are a sort of former big name celeb, that people aren't just trying to get close to you because of that sort of strange.
For example, talking about us?
I think we'd have to get celeb status first.
We're on our way, surely, by now.
What, on our way back down?
On our way back down. We are, aren't we? We're slipping away.
We're on our way back down. But I tell you what, the one thing that we don't have is anyone trying to get close to us.
That's very true.
So that's the thing.
I'm trying to get close to you two.
It's not going to happen, mate.
He's got a full-size poster of you next to his bed.
You're really struggling with peas today, aren't you? A full-size buster.
buyer, the full-size buster.
I got a full-size buster on my bed.
You can have a piece. You can have a piece of this buster on your bed.
But a piece. Take a little piece of Tom Barry on with you today with your full-size buster. A full size buster.
I
of
don't
Tom
mean
Barry.
To boast, but I have this buster.
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I like my eggs with Marmite and crumpet toast. here's the thing, because how do I tell this story without giving away the name of the celebrity?
We'll beep it out.
We will beep out the celebrity.
Okay.
Producer Emma. Producer Emma
shaking her head there. I met a top TV presenter.
Great.
From the 90s.
Yes.
Backstage at an Idlewild gig.
Right, I've immediately gone to one person.
Okay.
Who have you gone for?
No. Well, I'll neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, great.
I don't know. Don't have
okay, it. I went for Jamie Theakston straight away.
Okay, it's a girl. Okay, it's not Jamie Theakston.
Okay.
And it's not the other person who hosted The Priory with him. Okay, top TV presenter. And we
you were backstage at an Idlewild gig.
Yeah, I don't mean to
brag. You don't mean to boast.
I don't mean to brag.
Like my eggs with a crumpet.
We went to an after party for this Idlewild show.
Lovely.
And bear in mind, this is a great example because this was probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
Who wants to get backstage at an Idlewild gig nowadays, right?
Yeah.
If it had been the 90s, if it had been, if it had been like at the height of their powers, then...
I bet you didn't even do a special pass. They just put a shout out at the end of the gig and said, anyone fancy it?
Roddy Woomble said, anyone fancy a pint? And I was like, yeah, all right.
We're going to the Harvester.
We're going to the storage unit that I also run.
We all need a bit of extra space these days. Am I right, guys?
When I heard it was a lock-in, I didn't expect this. but anyway, so I'm back there and I run into a top celeb from the 90s.
Okay, incredible.
And this is amazing. And I'm chatting to her and she is... probably, 10 years older than me, 15 years maybe older than me.
Yeah.
And I meet her husband, and her husband is my age.
Here we go.
And her husband starts going, yeah, so apparently she was really famous in the 90s. And I just met her and I'd never heard of her. And I was like, mate.
This is it.
Just be real.
Be honest.
Just be real. You've lucked out. You've married Jet from Gladiators, basically. You've fancied someone doing. In the 90s. Yeah. You met her in the current day and you've got to close to her and you've managed to marry her.
And everyone's winning in this setup.
Absolutely. You're a nice, they
got
seem
the
like
love a, of a nice, young, up-and-coming guy.
Yeah.
And he's texting all his mates going, guys, guess who I pulled last night?
Exactly. And that's not to disparage them as a couple now. I think they are completely on an even kilter.
Everyone's winning.
Everybody's winning. But I definitely think initially... he played down how excited he was to be going out on a date.
The beat goes on. That's the way.
With someone
dance.
Who was around for Britpop, you know, someone who would be, in an oral history of Britpop, if they were, Tom, calm yourself down. Use the word oral, but if they were interviewing what it was like to see Oasis at Nebworth.
Yes,
I reckon she was there.
There you go. That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's
that's it.
Fair enough.
So all we're saying is, if you see us around and about, don't be intimidated.
Come over to us. Say, I was a big fan of Bad Adults.
I was a bigger fan of Bad Adults.
I was a big fan of Bad Adults.
I was a big fan of Bad Adults. And,
the thing is, we should just say, Tom, you've recently got married.
Bless you.
I witnessed it, but I didn't do the blessing. I've been married for a long time. Very happy. Clarky.
With Shrek over here. Marauding around
still
the swamp,
living in his swamp.
The good thing is, though, Shrek, if you do get married, then it does mean your girlfriend would turn into a Shrek just like you.
Oh, well, that's
she's really
putting for
as if she needed to be put off even more.
House meeting. Can I have a lift? I live in the meeting.
House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Something I was just thinking about that links what we're talking about is a lot of those former celebrities go on to open restaurants, right?
Ah.
Which is kind of like, it's a big thing, like if you're an ex-footballer, yes. You open your restaurant, you get to go and eat at, Les Ferdinand's restaurant. He's there, he tells a story or two, he works the tables.
Is it a way of maintaining celebrity, but without, like, because I think that that recently there was the guy who was on a sitcom, an American sitcom, and like the paparazzi took a photo of him working in a supermarket because he was on a sitcom in the 80s.
Oh yeah, and he said, that, and he said, there's no shame in this.
There's no shame in this. I'm an actor. You know, sometimes I work, sometimes I don't. When I don't, I've got to make money, so yeah. I'm working in a supermarket. But I imagine the hardest thing for a lot of former celebs is going from being super famous and being kind of always, you know, of interest to the public,
yes,
to that not being the case.
Yeah.
And always to be, you know, like, because there's the, I think former celebrities are viewed with almost a little bit of pity,
yes,
where people go, oh, didn't you used to be that person?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if you run your own restaurant, you know, I love a restaurant where you've got a sort of a manager who's walking around the tables, he's sort of the life and soul of the party.
Here's my thing, welcome.
And yeah, I think that's the thing you do, isn't it? That's the...
It's like if Bananarama had a sort banana of shack or something like that. It was like, you know,
like in Arrested Development. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever seen a banana shack.
Bananarama Banana Cafe. You kind of go in there and it's like one of Bananarama is going to be there and you can have your sundae. And
sure.
I was always thinking, was like restaurants with an angle. I think I'm always kind of like, there's always like that thing where it's kind of like,
so what's our restaurant?
Well, there's something in that.
Bad alts, good food.
I like that. That's the tagline.
Because I'll tell you now, the place that we've the place that I was in today is a brand new restaurant that's opened just over the road from my house, and they're having some serious teething troubles.
Oh, hang on, is this where you got the?
This is where I got the slightly dodgy eggs. Yeah, I won't name it because I don't want to tell you where I live. But they took 18 months to open. Which is already a bad sign. They've just opened now, and they've opened, and they've got these, and this is going to reveal what this place is, but they've gone for glass tables. They're a glass box with a big cog mechanism on the inside made of gold.
Terrible.
And a glass tabletop. It looks naff as fuck. And,
and it's probably really expensive as well.
I bet hugely expensive. And there's like four or five of those tables in there, and you can't put your feet under them. You can't put your legs under them.
Because the cogs are there.
Because the cogs are there, exactly. And then also, we saw a girl who had to clean the table. She doesn't have to clean the top of the table. She has to clean the four sides of it as well.
No.
So it means she's got extra work to do. They've had an absolute shocker. And also, I wouldn't mind if the eggs were, you know, an absolute bis, but they were underdone.
They did everything too soon.
They did everything too soon. Yeah, yeah.
The eggs, the tables,
yeah,
the clocks. They were the massive clocks they were building.
Yeah, they've got these mad. They've got these giant clocks sticking out of the walls that you sort of sit between.
What
is it? Like, is it clock themed?
I think it is, which is mad because it took him 18 months to open. So they must have been looking at these giant clocks and going, "Oh, we've really made a rod for our own backs here, isn't it? Time is literally on our walls, but not on our side."
I did a gig in a in a village the other day.
That does sound like you.
And the centre of the village is obviously there's this pub.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Sure.
But when we got there to do the gig, we were chatting to a couple of the locals, and they were saying the village was in turmoil because 4 months ago, new owners had taken over the pub, changed the food in the pub and all this kind of stuff, tried to make a go of it. And on the Friday before the gig, someone had anonymously delivered an open letter to the owners of the pub pointing out what they're doing wrong and how they can improve, and then put that open letter on the village Facebook site, so that everyone could see it. Hugely one of the most passive-aggressive acts
anonymous,
you could possibly have ever heard of.
Anonymous, but open letter.
Yes, saying, we just think you need these tips. We want you to know what people are thinking about what's going
on. How do they put the letter on Facebook make it anonymous, though?
Oh, that's a very good point, actually. I don't know.
Maybe someone else posted it.
I don't know. And to a certain degree, there was a sense of like, you know, like the guy who nails the religious guy who put his fucking, nailed the letter to the church.
Jesus.
He nailed himself to a cross.
That wasn't, now I think about
did
it.
He not do
I
that?
Think he had some help with that.
Okay.
I didn't always think that was.
Yeah, you got halfway there.
Sure.
He led a semi charm kind of crucifixion.
So basically they put it up outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, I want this restaurant locally to be good.
Yeah.
I want it to be so good.
So you're close to this.
So Charlie and I were talking, like, what do we do?
Do we put a, do we do a TripAdvisor? Do we go on, you know, like,
it's so tricky, that, isn't it?
Because
it's so trippy.
So trippy. Because
also as well, this is tough, but I didn't know who ran the place. But then when I got there on the first day, we were the first paying customers, by the way. Really excited to be the first paying customers. Also the first customers to get a refund when they couldn't make the coffee machine work. But we I got there, the guy knew me. So he was like, oh, I know you. Nice to see you. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you were running this place. We know each other just from the local area.
Right. Okay.
He's not a fan of adults.
And he was like, you should run a comedy night here. And I was like, I'm absolutely not fucking not doing that. So I could have known well enough to go, like, here are my things that I think are problematic at the place.
Here are my things.
Well, people in glass all, boxes.
Can you slide all these? Should not turn cogs.
But I also think some of the problems are so big that, like, if I was to say, look, try and see if you can flog these tables and replace them with wooden tables that you can sit at. That would be number one.
Ooh.
Get proper chairs. And also, let's talk about they clearly want to do, like, I saw some people's food coming out and it was like greasy spoon food and it looked amazing, but I'd had the avocado with poached eggs because they want to be a bit more upmarket, but the smashed avo was guacamole, like it had loads of lemon in it. It's like, you don't know what you're doing. Do you want to do like a sort of slightly posh hipsterish menu, but you don't know what to do with that? Just do it. Just make it a greasy spoon cafe. I'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
But what do I do? You know, like, I'm in a situation now where I can't go up to him and go, look.
We're in a society built on feedback now, aren't we? Every single thing has feedback. Everyone wants to know what you think of it.
Totally.
And
yes.
It's like, I would be the opposite of that if I run a business. I mean, do you know what? Actually, just keep your fucking opinions to yourself, mate. I like my tables glass and with cogs.
Yeah.
Because like, but I know you're absolutely right. It's a real problem because you'd love to have your local restaurant being something that you love.
I want it to be good. I wouldn't do it for any other reason other than basically selfish ones.
So
but
ultimately,
selfish yet altruistic.
I think you've got to pick your battles, and I think the tables might. You can't. You
I'm not going to do the
tables. Go.
Tables are going to slide.
Yeah.
Well,
they are. Yeah. They're made of glass. It's built on a slope.
But I don't. I
bit
don't.
Lemony. Bit lemony. The avocado.
Bit lemony. That avocado. Yeah.
I like lemon on my avocado, but I suppose that's...
How do you like your avo in the morning?
This was lemon with a side of avocado rather than a little spritz.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Too much zing.
Talking of feedback,
oh yeah.
By the way...
you're back at the Idlewild gig.
I'm back at the Idlewild gig. No, talking of feedback, this is quite a London-centric thing to talk about on the podcast, but why not? I was in an Uber the other day.
Oh yeah.
Gosh, they have Ubers outside of London.
That's true, they do. But
they're just like a normal cab.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Wolverhampton and my brother was like, we've got Uber now. And I was like, great, I caught myself an Uber. It was like Thursday night, I was at his house. I'll Uber home. And it said, your Uber will be with you in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, hang on, just call a cab.
Just call the cab then, yeah. Like, this is... as I was getting out of the Uber, in fact, Clarkie, it was on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So we travelled back from Clarkie's birthday in an Uber together.
Lovely.
I shouted Clarkie the Uber because it was his birthday.
Least you could do. It was
the absolute least I could do, really. Quite frankly, not.
It's the least you could
do. Not really a present. Now I think about it, I'll get you an Uber. I'll take that. But at the end of it, I hopped out the Uber. And we'd been very civil to the driver. We weren't causing any trouble.
You had a nice time.
And I saw him pop 3 stars. And I went, whoa, 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 whoa. 3 stars? Why 3 stars? He went, 3 stars is standard. I'll give everyone 3 stars. And I said, well, how would you like it if everyone was giving you 3 stars? He went, well, they shouldn't be giving me 3 stars. And I said, well, listen, why are you giving me a 3-star rating? He went, well, this is mad. He said, the entire journey, you chatted to your mate.
Yeah.
Didn't make it fun for me. I was like, didn't make it fun for you?
Whoa. I said, I like this guy.
I said, it's my friend's birthday. I was making it fun for my friend. We were having some sparkling conversation that could quite well have been podcast.
Could have been his birthday. He clearly didn't think so.
He didn't think so.
If he'd have loved the chat, he'd have probably bumped it up to a 4.
He sounds a bit like our iTunes reviews. 3 stars. How'd you make that fun for me?
Make it a 5, mate.
And I said to him, my standard is 5 and a tip. Unless something goes horrifyingly wrong. Right?
It has to be horrifyingly wrong for you not to tip.
Yeah, because
if it goes wrong, I'm not tipping.
If it goes wrong and I can turn it around, Like I,
what, the car,
just lean over.
That's why you got 3 stars, mate.
We're going into oncoming traffic, mate. No, like I've had some cab drivers say some pretty spicy things about the world we live in to me, and then I've managed to chat to them, and hopefully they understand why I don't think that's an appropriate thing to be sharing with strangers. And then they've often said, yeah, you know what? Maybe I spoke out of turn. And I've gone, you know, fair enough. That's still 5 stars, right? Because ultimately you made me feel good by agreeing with me. But I can't believe that just from chatting to you, Clarky, I got a 3-star rating.
I listen to you do chat quite a lot, and I can see where this guy's coming from. I zoned out of those chats.
Now I think about it.
Look, I'm going to make a living, mate.
Was it you?
Look, you want access to your heroes? I'm an Uber driver now, okay?
The weird thing was, you were down as Barry, not Parry, but...
Yeah, I know, but that's the way Clarky pronounced it.
House meeting. What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Well, well, well. What an episode.
We really set the world to rights there, I think.
And incredible. Clark is absolutely right. It came straight from our voice boxes.
It did
into the ear canal. We've not addressed that before, but I think it's a really good point.
I mean, that's it.
A lot of people say, where do you get your ideas from? It's from Clarky's voice box.
It's from Clarky's voice box. We know we're in the listener's ear canal, but they don't know where we're operating from. It's been Clarky's voice box all along.
Well, all three of us.
All three of our voice boxes. Yeah. Our voice box eye. Yes. And if you want to keep on hearing what sprouts forth from these voice box eye, then please hop on Patreon and show us some support. We can't do this without all your love and support. Our Patreon family, we're very grateful to. There's lots of tiers that you can get bonus footage and treats and perks. In that order. So get on Patreon / Pappy's Flat Share and find us.
Yes. And if you'd like to give us if you can't find it, you can always go to shityearmoney.com and there's a link to it there. And if you want to just give us a one-off donation, we also appreciate those. Those are always,
we'll never say nay.
We'll never say nay to a bit of the old cash because we ain't got none, baby. But it's very kind of you to everyone who's donated so far. Thank you so much. It means the absolute world to us. If you cannot donate, then please just leave us a review on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook and send us a nice message, or just recommend it to your friends.
That's the real thing.
We want to get more listeners. We think these podcasts are fun and funny, and some of you seem to think so, some of you don't, and you know what? That is absolutely fair enough.
Thank you for being honest, guys. Please, it's the least you could do.
We thrive on your feedback, guys.
Some of us do.
I like it, actually. I think I've got into a sort of, like, I think with these podcasts, I've got into such a sort of zen state of, I like them so much that when people go, it's a bit indulgent, I go, but you know what? Some people enjoy it and some people don't.
In fact, when you leave us a review on iTunes this time around, why don't you make it out like it's a TripAdvisor review of a restaurant? So imagine this is the place where you'd come to eat.
Great stuff.
Tell us how the podcast would be if it was a place of food, and give us a review.
Stick in the word restaurant, I think.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, place of food is another way to go. So give us a review as if you've enjoyed the meal of our voice box.
We'll also be opening a restaurant in a couple of months' time called A Base of Food.
A Base of Food. And we'd like you to review that restaurant as though it was an Uber ride.
And then review an Uber ride as though it was our podcast. So there's a chain of reviews coming down the line. They're all
very confusing.
Yeah, do send us a message on Twitter as well, because we've had so many fun messages from people who have been enjoying the podcast. They're always appreciated. We try to respond to as many as we enjoy.
And if you're not on Twitter... if you're walking past our PO box, just give us a knock.
That's the main thing. We are going to be holed up in the PO box.
So we'll be there. Give us a knock, but it goes without saying.
Fun fact about that PO box, it is actually run by Ashley Cole. He runs it.
It's nice to meet your heroes. But so, obviously, if you're stopping by, be honest.
Because
it's Ashley's, it's his livelihood now.
It's his livelihood.
The
least you can do is pop a lump of coal into our PO box and be honest about it.
Please be honest about it, okay?
If you'd like to come and see us live, we're going to be doing some live Flatshare Slam Downs. Clarky, you've got one you always like to tell us about. Hang on a sec. Have we done them?
It's his only job.
Oh, tell me it's not true. Listen, we've already done this gig, but let me tell you about it.
Yeah, okay.
It was so good.
We may have done it already.
It was on the 8th of September. It started at roughly 7.
We don't know.
Half 7. No. And let me tell you. It was a beaut.
It happened.
I probably...
It was a beaut.
Say, it was an absolute beaut.
But you've been talking about it all year.
Oh, I know. Well, I
it's replaced your birthday with things you pluck.
I didn't talk. I didn't turn up in the end. But
you've got two dates now. The 6th of June.
The 8th of September.
And the 8th of September.
But just the 8th of September 2019.
Okay, Emma is now telling me it will have happened already. Oh, it won't.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what this is going to get... It looks like it's going to go out in August, God. So we have...
You guys.
We're fortunate to be able to say... 8th
of September.
Give us the time, please.
Podcast Festival. The time is roughly, let's say, 7 p.m.
Let's say exactly 7 p.m, shall we?
7 p.m.
It's
doors.
Day. It's Clarkie's day.
If you want to, you can go to the King's Place website to get the tickets there, and there'll be a link on our Twitter as well. Thank you so much for listening. Is there anything else we need to say?
This episode was produced by one person... And that person is Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Stand by for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Thought I'd leave a little pause.
Lovely bit of dead air.
Lovely bit of dead air. We thrive on it. Like feedback, we thrive on dead air.
The Fresh Princes of Dead Air.
The Fresh Prince of Dead Air.
I am the Fresh Prince.
I'm the Fresh Prince of Dead Air. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
People of Podcastland, please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch Patron Roll Call.
Oh, dear.
Well... Let's get right into this, shall we?
He's no Deadwood. He's Mark Edwards.
Please give me a chance to cough. Screamed Robert Cough.
Surely that's Keo.
Oh, no. It's Keo. Robert Keo.
He's loads of fun. It's David Lupton.
He, are you dancing? Who's, who's asking? It's Robert. It's David Robert.
He's come unstuck. He's done an absolute clarky.
We're so bad at this. I saw him dancing through the gardens. It's Rhys Parsons.
Are you dancing? Who's asking? It's David.
It's David Lupton.
Are you dancing? Who's asking? It's David Lara Wilson.
It's just Lara Wilson.
It's just Lara Wilson.
Lara, thank you for your donation.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Be warned.
He's into stink porn.
It's Gareth Blinkle.
Oh. Please be warned.
He's into stink porn.
What amazing.
Gareth Blinkhorn, what are you up to, mate?
Please be warned, Adam. You have been warned about Stinkborn.
And then finally, he's not a coward, it's Michael Howard.
Bless him.
Bless him. Bless you, Michael Howard. I hope he's not scared.
He's not scared of Blinkhorn Stinkborn. He's not a coward about that.
Oh dear.
That concludes today's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call.
Please be upstanding for the stinkborn list of shame. We've been on some stinkborn websites, and these are the names of the three subscribers. Ben Clark, Thomas Barry, and Matthew Crosby.
I'll be warned.
Oh,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.